fucking hell. Who was that?
Start today at the Turnaway, North West London. Sunday, 3rd of Elul, 20th of August, Rabbi Mendel Gordon Schlitter, an in-depth appreciation of the five Rosh Hashanahs of Elul. This week's Torah has been sponsored Lichvot Simchus HaBar Mitzvah of Shlomi Spitzer and Yossi Emanuel. Last Shabbos Parsha Shirtim, he wrote in Shizka Horehem, Vitzignehem, Rav Nachas Mehem, Mikol Yotzei Chalotzeihem.
Morning to everyone. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the newsman of the Torah Way. Tremendous, tremendous pu'ula. And everyone should continue to go mechayil al chayil. Baruch Hashem, we've arrived in Heichal HaRachamim, Chedesh Elul, the month that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines his rachmim b'chsadim upon Klal Yisrael. Svarim HaKadoshim used the mashal of a melech basada, of a king who goes out into the field, and everyone can greet him over there. There's no restrictions. There's no specific protocol. And the melech is mekabel everyone, besever panim yafos, receives everyone pleasantly, umare panim seichkes lekulon, and smiles to everyone, and welcomes everyone's requests. So Chedesh Elul is an incredibly precious time, a very, very special time for all of us, for all of Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe says, al helfen, that we should all use out this time properly, and be zeicher to aksiva vachsima teiva and ashana teiva mesuka begashmius and beruchnius ashnas geula v'yeshua. It says in Svarim HaKadoshim that zman and makim go together, go hand in hand. Time and space go hand in hand together. So we read in yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah about Ari Miklot, Shalosh Arim Tavdiloch, to separate three cities. Dedicate them as Ari Miklot, cities of refuge. If a person, Chas V'Shalom, committed an unintentional murder, he should be able to save himself by escaping to the cities of refuge, to the Ari Miklot. So it says in the Halakha Svarim that just as there's a concept of Ari Miklot in space, so there's a concept of Ari Miklot in time. What is the Ari Miklot in time? The month of Elul. What's the significance of this? So we can begin by trying to understand that in a certain sense, committing an aveira of any nature, any specific type of aveira, is a form of shvichas damim. It's a form of bloodshed. Why? Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, shevich dam ha'adam ba'adam. It's a peculiar expression. Sheifich dam ha'adam ba'adam, spilling the blood of man ba'adam into man. What does this mean? So one of the explanations that's brought in Svarim is that essentially there's two Adams. There's Adam d'kedusha and there's Adam b'liyal. The nefesh alikis, the godly soul, is the Adam d'kedusha. The nefesh habamis is the Adam of klipa, the Adam b'liyal. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is over an aveda, he is spilling blood, energy, power from Kedusha, from his Nefesh HaLakis, from the Adam de Kedusha, into the Adam Bliyal, into the Adam of Klipa. In other words, every aveda that we do desensitizes our sensitivity to Elikus, to godliness, to Kedusha, to holiness, and it strengthens our sensitivity to Inyanim Bahamim. It strengthens our sensitivity to the passions and desires of Elam Hazah, because it weakens our nefesh alikis, which is our natural tendency, our natural appreciation for that which is refined and holy and godly. And it strengthens our nefesh habamis, which is our natural appreciation and desire for that which is corporeal and physical and material. So every time a person commits an aveda, he's sheifich dam ha'adam ba'adam. He is spilling, he's siphoning off blood, which represents vitality and energy, from the Adam d'kedusha, from the Nefesh HaLikis, and he's pouring it into the Adam b'liyal, the Adam of klipa, of the Nefesh HaBamis. So every aveda is a form of shvichas damim. The only thing is, there are two types of shvichas damim. There's shvichas damim b'mezid. The person, chas v'shalom, commits an aveda intentionally. That's shvichas damim b'mezid. And if a person, chas v'shalom, commits an aveira unintentionally, it's also a serious matter. But it was unintentional, so it's shvichas damim b'sheikik. When it comes to the shchedes shel, and we hear the first blast of the shofar, so hayitaka shofar ba'ir ve'ha'am lo yechradu, is it possible that the shofar will be blown and people don't tremble? When you hear the shofar and the shchedes shel, chapton atziter, everybody trembles. Chedes shel was here, yamim nerayim are approaching. And there's no question about it that every year at that moment there's nesayir b'tshuva. Every year there's nesayir with a harat al ha'avar, with a regret and remorse for anything which was not as 100% as it should have been in the past, and a kabbalah toiva al haba, and a strong resolve for the future, a strong resolve to get himself in order for the future and to improve in every way possible. So tshuva, even tshuva meyira, which is the lowest form of tshuva, is mahapach zdeinus lishgagas, transforms our intentional sins into unintentional sins. The reason for it is very simple. What's the difference between an intentional sin and an unintentional sin? An intentional sin, an aveda that one commits b'mezid, has the maisa aveda, it has the act of the aveda, and it also has the kavana, the intention to do the aveda. An unintentional sin, as we said, unintentional, is lacking the intention. So it has the maise, but it doesn't have the kavanah, it doesn't have the intention. When a person has charata on something that he did, so the charata, the regret, the remorse, is oiker the kavanah, it retracts, it draws out the intention with which he committed the sin. And so what are you left with? You're left with an action without an intention. Because the intention is withdrawn as a result of the regret, as a result of the remorse. So tshuva is mahapach zdeinus tishgagas. So the shefich dam ha'adam ba'adam, which might have happened throughout the year, if chas v'shalom had happened in an eifen of b'mezid, then the tshuva of reshchei d'shalul is mahapach zdeinus tishgagas. So we're in a situation of shefich dam ha'adam b'sheigit. And for that we need Ari Miklat. And for Ari Miklat we have chei d'shalul. Now to Ari Miklat, it says v'nas shama. You have to escape to Ari Miklat. What does it mean to escape into Chedesh Elul? We're all familiar with the pasuk, Yemer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha, Mei Artzecha, Mei Miladetecha, Mei Beis Avicha, El Ha'aretz Asher Anecha. So it says in Svarim that the word Mei Artzecha, which literally means from your land, but also comes from the word Ratzon. Chazal say, Lama Nikra Shema Eretz, Sheratzos Al Asos Ratzon Kaino. So lech lecha mei artzecha means go away from your tzeinus, from your desires. Umi mei ladetecha, from your birthplace, from your habits, from that which you're accustomed to, that which you've accustomed yourself to, you've gotten into the habit of. So a person has certain things that he does because he desires. A person has certain things that he does because he has habits. He's gotten himself into undesirable habits. Mi beis avicha. It says, from the maskanus of your seichel, because b'chal, it says in Svarim that the intellectual faculties are called the parents and the emotional faculties are the offspring. So beis avicha means from the conclusions of your intellect and conclusions of your seichel. Some people think they're very bright and they make all kinds of cheshbeinus, and their cheshbeinus lead them to certain conclusions which are not 100% in sync with the conclusions of Torah. So lech lecha, go away, mei artzecha, from your tzeinus, from your desires, umi mei ladetecha, from your habits, umi beis avicha, from the maskanus of your seichel. And where should you go? El ha'aretz asher anecha, to the lifestyle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will instruct you. And that is the seder of Chedesh Elul. And to escape into Chedesh Elul is to escape into Ari Miklat. And to set up one's life in accordance with the structure of Chedesh Elul, in accordance with the structure of these Ari Miklat. Now we're all familiar with the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which Chazal tell us is a Rashi Tevis of Elul, Vasher loitzada v'ha'alikim in aliyadai, right after the pasuk Makei Ish, which speaks about smiting a man and speaks about committing a murder, the next pasuk says Vasher loitzada, but what if one didn't do it intentionally? V'ha'alikim in aliyadai, the Eibishter just put things together in such a way that this ended up happening. Then v'samti l'chamakim asher yonis sham, I'll provide for you a place, the cities of refuge, the Ari Miklat, to which one can escape. So the words, as everyone knows, the words, ina l'yadei v'samti l'cha, are a shetevis elul. which is meramez on what we just spoke about, that Elul is Ari Miklot. Elul is a city of refuge, and one can escape into the Aveda of Chedesh Elul, into the lifestyle of Chedesh Elul, and spare oneself from the Geil Hadam, who are Yetzer Hara, who are Satan, who Vachulu, and bring oneself to be as one should be. So this is true in general about all aspects of Avedas Hashem. The Gemara in Makis, however, says, Divrei Torah Keltin, that the words of Torah are a special power of Arei Miklot. So even though all of Torah mitzvahs, as we explained, Al Ha'aretz Asher Areka, to live a lifestyle in accordance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions, is an Arei Miklot, but it's specifically focused on the inyan of Limud HaTorah. And as the Gemara says in Seita, that Torah is magna umatzla, it protects and it saves. So Limud HaTorah has a specific kayach of functioning in the form of Arei Miklot. So when we speak about the fact that Ina Liyadei Besamti Lecha is Rosh HaTevis Elul, in addition to it having the meaning in the general sense that we've explained until now, it has a more focused meaning, focused specifically on the Aveda of Limud HaTorah. That Elul is a time when one has to work on strengthening one's commitment to the study of Torah. Both in kamus, quantity, that one should try to find additional time for the study of Torah. The Gemara says, Hillel mechayev aniyim, Rabbi Elazar mecharsa mechayev ashirim. Right? The Hillel obligated even the poorest to study Torah, because Hillel was so poor, and nevertheless he managed to study Torah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim was so wealthy and so busy with his business, and nevertheless he found time to become Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, to become such a great Talmud Chacham and such a masmid in Torah. So it's Mechayev Ashir. So the question is asked, the man of Sheikh, if you're talking about a person that has spare time, then he's Mechayev to learn Torah without Hillel and without Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim. And if you're talking about a person that doesn't have a spare minute, so what does Hillel or Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim help him? When you don't have a spare minute, you're pater from learning Torah in the minutes that you don't have. So the tenets is that Hillel was pater from learning Torah mitzad his matzav, at least from learning that level of commitment to Torah, but his love for Torah was so strong that somehow he managed to find the time that he didn't have, and to find the energy that he didn't have, and the abilities that he didn't have, and devote them to Torah. Similarly, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim was such a busy man, he ran such a business, he had 100%, he had a fine and acceptable teretz to not be as engaged in Torah as he was. And nevertheless, his love for Torah was so strong that somehow he managed to find the time to become Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim. Similarly, when it comes to Chedesh Elul, which we need to intensify our commitment to Limud HaTorah, even in a situation where we don't have the time. In other words, the time that we have, we've surely been using for Limud HaTorah even before Chedesh Elul. Chedesh Elul was a time of Ine Liyadei V'Samti Lach, Divrei Torah Keltin, to try and find additional time, even time that we don't have, but our love for Torah should be so strong that even time that we don't have, we somehow should manage to eke out to be able to devote to Limud HaTorah. That is as far as Kamus, quantity, is concerned. And as far as Eichus is concerned, quality is concerned, obviously there's no limit to the depth, the Hamaka, in that one can have when one engages in learning Torah. So it's a time when one should make an effort to be more focused and go more deeply and get the most out of the Torah that one is studying, especially during the month of Elul. Then, of course, we're all familiar with the most famous Rosh HaTevis of Elul, which is Ani lepasek in Shir Hashirim, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Ani, Yidden, every Yid is Ani, ledoidi turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our lover. Vedoidi li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates by turning towards us.
Does doidi mean uncle?
In this context, it means my lover. Shir Hashirim is an expression of love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So, where do we express, and where do we intensify, and where do we develop our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In tefillah, in davening. The entire davening is an exercise of developing our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The structure of davening is such that we start with Pesukei Dezimra, where we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his greatness that he displays in the creation of the world, and the way he treats us, and the way he provides for us. and we work up our way to Birchas Krishma when we speak about the Malachim and their incredible Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, Ahavas Olam or Ahava Rabba, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, Chemlo Gedeilo V'Yiseiro Chamalto Aleinu, the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us and how he displays it. And the nature of a person is that when you focus on someone's love for you, it makes you feel a love, reciprocal love, back to the one who loves you. So this all is a preparation to come to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Meidecha, that you should love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. So davening is the development of mitzvah, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, of loving Hashem, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. So the pasuk Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, Rosh HaTevis Elul, reminds us that in Chedesh Elul is a time when we need to intensify our Avedis HaTfilah, our serving Hashem through tefillah. Again, both in, of course, in Eichus, in quality, our Kavanah in davening during Chedesh El, we have to work on strengthening, as well as in Kamus, what we daven. As mentioned over here before about the minhag of saying Slichas in Chedesh El, the Sfardim say the entire Chedesh El, the Ashkenazim only say the last week of Chedesh El, but there's also a minhag to add in Amiras Tilim in Chedesh El, the various minhagim that there are in different Kehillas, whether it's adding three Kapitlach every day as the minhag from the Baal Shem Tov, or other minhagim that there are, how to add additional tefillas and additional tilim chedesh el, ani l'daydi v'daydi lira shetevis el, it's a time for intensifying our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. And then, of course, we have the reshetevis, which comes from Megillas Esther, of mishleach manos ish l'reyeyu u'matanos l'avyeinim. So mishleach manos ish l'reyeyu u'matanos l'avyeinim. Ish begins with an aleph, l'reyeyu with a lamed, u'matanos with a vav, La'evyeinim with a lamed, which reminds us that Elul is a time for intensifying our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Gnilus Chasadim, through Avas Yisrael, and through looking after our fellow Yidden. Because Avas Yisrael is the ultimate expression of Avas Hashem. Because at the end of the day, how do you know that you really love someone if you love who they love? How do we know if our Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem is B'Shleimus, if we love who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves? Ahavti eschem omar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love every single Yid. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that if we want to have a little understanding of the Abba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to every single Yid without exception, we should use the mashal of elderly parents that have an only child that was born to them after many, many years. The love that those parents will have to that only child is only a mashal to the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to every single Yid. So when we think about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single Yid, it inspires us to love that Yid. So the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, the mitzvah of Gmilus Chasadim, Ish L'Reyeyu Matanis L'Avyeinim is Rosh HaTevis Elul, and surely through the fact that we show our love and our chesed and our ava to every single Yid, it causes a reciprocation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show his love and his compassion to each and every one of us and those who we love. So we've covered Ina liyadei v'samti l'cha is Torah. Ish ani l'daydi v'daydi li avayda tefila. And ish l'reyeyu matanis l'avyeinim gemilos chasadim ashleisha. Three pillars the world stands al Torah, al avayda, al gemilos chasadim. So there you have the three avaydas of Chedesh El. On top of that, towards the end of Chedesh El, we read Parshas Nitzavim. And in Parshas Nitzavim, we have the pasuk Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ve'es Levavzarecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, which is the mitzvah of Tshuva. Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav is Rosh HaTevis Elul. So of course that fits right into Elul, because Elul is the Aved of Tshuva. And on top of that, we have what we say every morning in davening, in Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir Meshav Ne Yisrael Sashira Hazesh Lashem Vayimru Leimei Rashira Lashem. So Vayimru Leimei Rashira Lashem, Vayimru Leimei is Vav Lamed, Rashira Lashem is Aleph Lamed, which together makes Elul. Or Lashem Vayimru Leimei Rashira, backwards is Elul. And that is the concept of Geula. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Oz Yashir Shar Loi Nemar Alo Yashir Mikan Lutchias Amesim in HaTorah. So Oz Yashir, although Pshutei Shel Mikra refers to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, but Chazal tell us that it's also a reference to the Geula Shleima, which we're anticipating imminently. So it's the Rosh HaTevis of Geula. So we have one Rosh HaTevis about Torah, one Rosh HaTevis about Avedis HaTfilah, one Rosh HaTevis about Milos Chasadim and Tzedakah, one Rosh HaTevis about Tshuva, and one Rosh HaTevis about Geula. So there's two simple questions that we could ask. One question is, if you're in order, if you've put your house in order as far as Limud HaTorah is concerned, and you've put your house in order as far as Tefillah is concerned, and you've put your house in order as far as Gemilas Chasadim is concerned, then you've already done Tshuva. So you're already on the right track. So why do we need another Rosh HaTevis for Tshuva? What is that Moisif? What is that adding? And another question is, this fifth Rosh HaTevis that we mentioned about Geula, Vayemru Leimer Ashir Al Hashem, I can understand that Geula is a reward for doing the Avodah of Chodesh Elul properly. But it seems from the fact that we're packaging it with the other Rosh HaTevis and that it's part of the Avodah of Chodesh Elul. In what way is that part of the Avodah of Chodesh Elul? What kind of an Avodah is Geula? Geula is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do for us. What do we do in Geula? So let's approach the first question first, about Tshuva. Everybody's familiar with the story that Chazal tell us about Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Chazal tell us there was an individual called Elazar ben Derdaya. He was a great sinner, an Avarian, committed the worst Averis. And then at one point, something gave him a jolt, and he realized that he had gone so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he felt a tremendous yearning and a tremendous longing to reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal tell us that he placed his head between his knees and he broke out crying. And he cried and cried and cried and cried until his neshama expired. Yotzasa baskel v'amra. So a heavenly voice came out and announced, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya mezumen l'chaye ha'olam haba. So first of all, he got smicha from a baskel. Quite a nice source of smicha. And on top of that, he earned himself a chelek in Olam Haba. Wonderful. Koyach of tshuva. Incredible. But then the Gemara says something phenomenal. It says, Bochor Rebbe ve'omar. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Rabban shall call Yisrael, the author of the Mishnah, cried, and he said, Yesh koina elamai b'sho achas. Look at this. Here's a man who acquired his entire Olam Haba b'sho achas. What does b'sho achas mean? Simple times b'sho achas is 1 minute or 1 hour. But it says in Svarim that the word Bishah also has the meaning of the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Vayisha Hashem el hevel vel minchasei vel kayin vel minchasei loy sha'a. Where the word sha'a means a turn, a kerton zich. Yesh keine elame Bishah acha. Sometimes there's a situation where a person acquires his entire elam haba mit ein ker, with one turn. With one turnabout. He was keine his elam haba. So the question is, surely Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was secure in his own Elam Haba. So why was he crying in envy of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya? Bacha Rabbi Ve'amar Yesh Kein Elam Ebshachas. Why was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi envious of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya? And the answer is that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi understood that the intensity, the passion, the longing, the yearning that Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya experienced at that moment was so intense that living a life 120 years like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Memakim Shebali Tshuva, Eimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yechelim Lamed, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would never be able to attain such an intense yearning and longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a passionate drive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tshuva doesn't just mean fixing up what wasn't beseder and arranging it to be correct. Tshuva means injecting a passion into our Yiddishkeit. Injecting a longing and a yearning, an intensity into our Yiddishkeit. So Chodesh Elul is not just about learning a bit more Torah, davening a bit better, doing a bit more mitzvahs, a bit more gemilas chasadim, a bit more tzedakah, which is all very important. They're all very basic. They're all very, they're definitely required in Chodesh Elul. But it's a Chodesh of tshuva. It's a Chodesh on working on injecting a passion and a longing and a yearning into our Yiddishkeit, a meaningfulness and intensity into our Yiddishkeit. A brand. And now to move on to the next question that we asked about Geula. What kind of Avodah is that? And the answer to that is very simple. We have to remember who we are. Our essence is our neshama. And our neshama is a chelek eleka mimal mamash. A part of our HaKadosh Baruch. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils, we say every morning in brachas, va'ata nefachtabi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows into our nostrils and neshama, a breath of life. And Chazal point out that the whole world was created through Hashem's speech, and the neshama comes from the blowing. The Zayar says, That blowing comes from the innerness of a person. As we see, when a person speaks, you can speak and speak and speak and not run out of breath. But if you try and blow up a few balloons, after a few balloons, you're knocked out. Because the blowing comes from the depth, from the inner depth of an individual. So the whole world comes from the chitzenius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the neshama comes from the pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimachshavtei v'chachmasa yisbarach. So the neshama is a chelek al kamimah. And realizing that your neshama is a chelek al kamimah, ask yourself a simple question. Is it possible that a chelek al kamimah should be posed, should have a nesayin? Here there's two options, to do the right thing, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, or Chas V'Shalom, to do the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Can a chelek al kamimah have such a question? As the Zayar says on the Pasuk, Nefesh Kisechta, that after the word Kisechta, there needs to be a question mark. Nefesh Kisechta? Can a neshama sin? Tva, it's a wunder, it's a question mark. A neshama, a chelek al kamimah, should sin. So why is it taka possible that such a thing should happen? The answer is because our neshama is veiled and wrapped in a guf and a nefesh habamis. And the guf, the body, and the nefesh habamis, the animal soul, conceal the neshama. And they make it difficult for the neshama to be in touch with itself, to be aware of itself, to feel its own consciousness. And that's a golus. That's a terrible golus. That's a captivity. And it's a restriction. And what we need to do is somehow work out how to redeem ourselves and liberate ourselves from this restriction, from this concealment, that the guf and nefesh habamis and all the association that we have with Taibas Elam Hazah creates this covering around our true identity, which is our neshama. If we could liberate and redeem our neshama, which is a chelek elakami ma'al mamish, and become in touch with it, and become sensitive to it, become aware of it, then we'd have a whole different attitude to all our experiences. So Elul is a time not just to ticking off the boxes. I learned a little more. I davened a little better. I gave a little more tzedakah, which is a wonderful thing. And even what we spoke about before, inject that intensity, that passion and that drive that is represented by Es Levavcha ve'es Levav Rashatevis Elul Davedav Tshuva. But it needs to go even a step further. We need to find ways of liberating our true inner self, which is our neshama, our chelek elokami mal, that we should become in touch with it. And when we become in touch with our neshama, then automatically we will choose to serve Hashem passionately in limud haTorah, we will choose automatically to serve Hashem passionately in Aveda of Tefillah, of Ani L'Doydi V'Doydi Li, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu passionately with loving every single Yid, V'Havto L'Reicha Kameicha, of Mishleach Manis, Ish L'Reyehu Matanis L'Avyenim, and do it with the passion of Tshuva, and through all this we'll be Zeicha very, very speedily to Geula Amitis V'Ashleima through Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bezos Hashem, during Chedesh El, at the beginning of Chedesh El, and automatically, when comes Rosh Hashanah, we will already be long in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, where even though this year Rosh Hashanah is Chol B'Shabbos, but we know that B'Migdash Hoyu taken, the Beis HaMikdash Shefer was blown on Rosh Hashanah Chol B'Shabbos as well, so Be'ezus Hashem, we will be Zeicha, to hear Tkiya Shefer in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, this Rosh Hashanah, Be'ezus Hashem, the Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Vachsiva vachsima teivetz ala yidin.